Good morning, Manzano. This is Rolando Zapata, retired band director from Brownsville, and I'm going to be giving you some comments, and hopefully they'll be of some assistance to you in your upcoming performances and competitions. From what I've heard so far, the band is getting relatively nice sounds, good characteristic sounds from the instruments, keeping a nice balance. I would like a march to have kind of a bouncy feel. This is very long. Ta 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 ta. Bum 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 bum. Not only is it characteristically a little bit in keeping with the march style, but it's easier for precision as far as note length and articulation releases, that type of thing. So I would recommend that you probably compress the notes a little bit more, make it a little more bouncy, make it a little bit lighter. It's a little bit on the heavy side. Okay, but the fundamentals are nice and some decent sounds. Hear the same thing. This allegro section, ta 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 ta. The notes need to be shaped a little bit better. You have those accents. If you accent them properly, it'll sound like it's being detached. But right now the notes are kind of in a square shape as opposed to that that accent. that it's asking for. Okay, you have this piece gives you a lot of little different colors and textures with the low brass coming in, the woodwinds, the trumpets, that type of thing. Take advantage of it, and I would bring the low brass out a little bit more and make it sound a little more aggressive on the low brass line. I realize this is a non-varsity group, but I would still like to hear some vibrato, especially in the flutes. watch the releases. Bom, 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 bom. The release was real ragged right there, so careful with releases. Make sure everybody's on the same page as far as where you're going to release. Okay. Again, your fundamentals as far as sounds, that type of thing, are real nice. You're playing within a certain amount of control, but at times I feel it's a little bit on the conservative side. You need to make sure that you take advantage of all the textures that the arrangement is asking for. A nice gutsy low brass, and you have a nice bright trumpet solis, and then you have the woodwinds kind of coming in there, so you have all these different colors, and right now they're all sounding the same. Now, you might want to look at your notes also individually and understand that the shorter the note, the lighter it's played, the longer the note, the more aggressive it is. That type of thing. So it has some sort of shape and some sort of direction on the line. I would like to hear the dynamics probably worked on a little bit more, open up your dynamic spectrum a little bit better to where you have all these different sounds that are being asked for. Nice opening by the percussion. Okay, bum, 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 bum. You gotta excuse my voice, but yeah, I think you get the idea. The releases are all were very erratic. Not everybody's releasing at the same time. Check. I'm gonna wait a little bit. There were some pitch issues there. Bum, bum. Pitch issues as you're sustaining notes. As you get to the ends of phrases and you have to sustain a note, make sure I would check all your phrase endings and make sure everybody understands how it's going to be released. Make sure that whichever beat, I don't think anyone is going to be so fastidious that they're going to say, well, this needed to be on the up of two or down of two. But as long as it's uniform and it's precise and everybody's doing the same thing. Right now, it makes the phrase sound a little loose. It doesn't have a nice cut to it. So figure out where you're going to release and how you're going to release. With a little taper, a lift, and to make sure you don't clip it, but a lift or a taper or however you're going to do it. But and also on the ends of your phrases, check your pitches. Make sure that you start with anything that you're sustaining, work backwards. But if you don't want to end the phrase or end the piece with some issues on your tuning, that's not going to be a good feeling that's left with a listener. Okay, so I encourage you to do that. I'm impressed with the group. I think you're being rehearsed really well. I think you have some things yet to work on, but it's very attainable. The fundamentals are there. The pitches, for the most part, you know, were being addressed. I think you show some concern on how the band is put together. Just these little things that you need to do to polish and just get the thing to get the music to where it's just a notch above what you're doing right now. Right now it's okay, but you want it to be really, really clean and like I said, refined. Okay, best of luck. Hopefully some of these comments will be of some assistance to you, and I enjoyed listening to you.